This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing that killed at least 45 people in Pakistan Sunday. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh says the group JUIF was a target of the attack, a conservative political party known for its links to hardline political Islam and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's coalition government.
Pakistan has seen a resurgence of attacks by Islamist militants since last year, when a ceasefire between the Pakistani Taliban and Islamabad broke down. Also known as TPP, the Pakistani Taliban and its associated groups have been behind most of the recent attacks in the country. But on Sunday, the group distanced itself from the attack and condemned the act.
The junta that seized power in Niger detained more senior politicians Monday. The party is defying international calls to restore democratic rule and release President Mohamed Bazoum, while fellow military rulers in West Africa expressed their support. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
A photo posted by Chad's president, Mohamed Idriss Deby, seen on the left, who visited to try to mediate between the coup leaders and the ousted government, appeared to be the first image of Bazoum since the takeover, showing him smiling and apparently unharmed. The coup has sent shockwaves across West Africa, pitting Niger's former Western allies against the likes of Russia and other junta leaders in the region.
There's a lot of speculation at this point.
Annalise Bernard, the director of Strategic Stabilization Advisors, formerly with the State Department in Niger, says there are several theories and rumors for why the coup is happening now, but that military coups are not new to the region.
Myanmar's military-led government has reduced the prison sentences of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi and clemency connected to a religious holiday in the Buddhist-majority country. Former President Win Myint also had his sentence reduced as part of the clemency. This is VOA News. Officials say at least 14 workers are dead in the collapse of a crane at a highway at a construction site in western India. The crane was being used for the construction of a bridge on the highway in a city just outside Mumbai. At least 3 injured people were rushed to a hospital. And news agency Press Trust of India reported the collapse. Crane is a machine used to install the precast box girders while building highway and a high-speed rail bridge. Russian missiles killed some residents in the hometown of Ukraine's president, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Ukrainian officials say Russian ballistic missiles slammed into an apartment complex and a university building in President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown, killing 6 people and wounding 75 others as the blast trapped residents beneath rubble. Zelensky said the dead include a 10-year-old girl and her mother.
Це тероризм, який ніхто в світі не назве інакше.
He said the strikes were acts of terrorism. The attacks happened a day after the Ukrainian president seemed to warn of more Ukrainian attacks inside Russia. I'm Norman Hall.
A Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says a key witness provided no evidence of business misdeeds by the Biden family, but a Republican lawmaker is still calling for the president's impeachment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devin Archer, spoke for hours with GOP lawmakers who are trying to tie President Biden to his son's overseas business transactions. New York Democrat Dan Goldman.
There is not a shred of evidence of a single conflict of interest.
Except for when then-Vice President Joe Biden pushed Ukraine to remove a corrupt official who was investigating the energy company Burisma. Goldman says the prosecutor's removal was
bad for Hunter Biden's business.
He says Archer did say Hunter Biden put his father on the phone with clients and was selling an illusion of access. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs says there was intimidation. He's calling for an impeachment inquiry. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israel's Supreme Court says that a full panel of 15 justices would hear petitions in September against the contentious law that was passed last week by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government and which spurred mass protests. The court said Monday that a hearing concerning the law striking down the high court's ability to annul government decisions considered unreasonable would take place September 12th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.